I'm going to take these off. I'm the opposite of George, but I don't want to see faces. Okay. I'm going to talk about tongues. I'm going to talk about speaking in tongues and interpretations and how God has used this journey for me. 2 years ago, Andrew was sharing how the Lord used him that first time. Well, I think it was the second time. It was like a month or so later. I did grow up with tongues, so I kind of was familiar with it, but it was wild when he used it and then Jesse interpreted. So there was a short time later, and I'm worshiping, and I'm just in, like, you know, the zone, and all of a sudden the Lord says, Andrew's going to go up at the end of the song with a tongue, and you're going to have the interpretation. And it was like line one, line two, line three, line four. So it was neat. He went up, and at the end of the song, he went up, and I went up, and I had the interpretation. So it was very scary. I mean, I was kneecaps shaking, but I went up, and then a few weeks after that, somebody else had a tongue again, and I had the interpretation, and Kirk came up, and the Lord must have told you not to wait. It was about, our hands are written on the palm, our names are written on the palm of his hand, so he came up and encouraged me. Well, then cut to 2 years, I had nothing, no tongue, no interpretation or anything like that, but, you know, it really showed me it's a gift from the Lord. It's when he wills and when he chooses. It's not something that we could, like, hey, you know, I mean, I still prayed through it, but... So then in February this past year with the women's retreat, and Janet was doing worship, and I'm sitting over there, and I'm nobody else was here. I was in a zone, and I'm like loving it. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear, I guess Nicole came up and said she had a tongue, but I was just so into it. And then all of a sudden, I hear somebody speaking in tongues, and kind of there's rustling, everybody's sitting down and getting their chairs adjusted, and I could hear Nicole. Well, so she was done, and it was probably the most awkward, long wait in church history. And I'm like turning it, because like I'm like, boy, this is awkward. I write Nicole, I got my Bible ready, and I'm looking around. April sweating bullets at this point. So I'm back there, I had everything ready, and I'm like looking around, and April kind of is inching closer. She looks panicked, we didn't know what was going on. So I was like, well, all right, let me, you know, pray and see if it's me. And so I'm just like, Lord, is it me? And it was like, poof. You know, so it's just kind of that willing heart, like, you know, usually on Sunday mornings, I do always kind of the first song, like, okay, Lord, you know, have a conversation, but I wasn't used in that way. So it was funny because the Lord told, I think, Ruth, and there were some other women that I was going to have interpretation. She knew right away, and she's up here begging God, Lord. So that was pretty neat. And then another thing the Lord showed me is it's not just a Sunday morning thing. And at the Klingelhofer's 4th of July party, I have to be honest, we were doing worship, but there's wires everywhere. And my kids are like in between wires. So I'm like watching them. There's friends across the way, and I'm winking, and there's kids. I'm sticking my tongue out. I'm not paying attention. All of a sudden, the Lord gives me this interpretation. And it was like, he was like, I created the minute, or the seconds, I created the minutes, the days, the weeks. So I knew somebody was suffering or wrestling in their life because it was all about trust. And if he created all these things in this time, we have to trust him with time. Well, so it was like halfway through the song. So I'm like, oh, I better listen. And like, so I was trying to listen to what the Lord was going to give me. And the song ended and Nicole had signaled Bill and she had a tongue. So I got to do the interpretation. Another thing I learned was he uses us when we just don't deserve it. One night, there was 2 years I wanted to watch. I love mobster movies, but I don't watch them anymore. But there was one that came out, and I was like, for 2 years, I'm like, I wanted so bad to watch this movie, I'm not going to do it. Well, one night, I finally gave in, and I watched this movie. And I thought, I'll just try like the first few minutes. Well, I should have turned it off. So I watched the whole thing, and I come to church next day, and I was like, I mean, I was just so repentative. And I'm there, and I'm just like, Lord, forgive. And all of a sudden, this interpretation comes, and I'm like, what? I mean, I was so humbled, because I'm the last person in this building that should have been used in that way, so that's I'm going to cry.
Cool. That's good.
So another time he showed me is that we are used when it's uncomfortable and it's awkward. I don't know if you were being ordained that day or you were teaching the sermon, but the Lord gives me, that's when I had a tongue. And I'm raising my hands, and my family was here, his family was here, friends were here. I mean, and not most of them do not. They're not. Not only do they not believe in the gifts, they're against them. And I'm like, first time I ever had a tongue, and I was like, so I'm praising, and my hands get numb, my arms get numb, and it goes to my gut, and I kind of was like, is this a tongue? And I said, Lord, if it's not, take it away. And it grew. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So it was cool, you know, and my family was okay. They didn't really say too much about it later, but it was like, it was just, you know, God's going to do it when God's going to do it. But I guess just to end, just how I kind of just try to have a willing and open heart is every Sunday morning, very first song, I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord, I kind of expect, hope, desire to be used. It's kind of an expectation that I have. Amen. But I just say, okay, if you want to use me, I'm here, but I'm going to start rocking and I'm going to start worshiping. So, but it grows. Like, if I feel like I'm getting something, I either ask him to have it to grow or just have it to go away. So that's kind of how he's used it in my life.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, it says he disperses these gifts as he wills. And so we can't will him to do any of this, but we can be readily in our heart and willing, like these people were saying. Really good. Sorry. I was cutting you right out.
You're good.